the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray.
O God, you make us glad with the yearly remembrance of the birth of your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that as we joyfully receive him as our Redeemer, we may with sure confidence behold him when he comes to be our judge. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
We'll read responsibly. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light.
Those who dwelt in the land of deep darkness, on them has light shone.
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Of the increase of his government, and of the peace of the kingdom.
On the throne of David and over his kingdom.
To
establish it, and to uphold it with justice, and righteousness, with his time, forward, and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of Hosts will do this. You may be seated. Luke chapter 1. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Luke chapter 2. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. He'd be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. She gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. continuing Luke 2. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in the manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. Matthew chapter 2. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose, and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word, that I too may come and worship you. After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. From John 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness, to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. Grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ this Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve sits at a boundary. Technically, it's still Advent, a season of waiting and longing. Americans aren't too good at either of those things. Although our current unofficial Christmas season of barely after Thanksgiving until noon tomorrow is rather recent. We Need a Little Christmas is from the Broadway musical Mame in 1966. Angela Lansbury, as Aunt Mame, sings it originally. Her character supposedly lost everything in the market crash of 1929, which has her needing a little Christmas right this very minute. In a forgotten verse, one of her nephews replies, "But it's only a week past Thanksgiving." Christmas Eve is when the church gives in and starts its celebration a little early. Who knows? Maybe the angels started a bit early as well. After all, it would take the shepherds a bit of time to walk into Bethlehem. When Aunt Mame said she needed a little Christmas now, who I take as standing in for us, what did she mean? What was she looking for? And where was she looking for? She was looking for something to buck up her spirits, put up the tree, before my spirit falls again. She was feeling the years, for I've grown a little leaner, grown a little colder, grown a little sadder, grown a little older. Haven't we all grown a little more of all of those things in the past 2 years? Well, maybe not leaner, but colder, sadder, and older. I know I have. But where have we looked for the Christmas spirit? Fill up the stocking. Santa dear, we're in a hurry, so come on down that chimney. Amazon Prime promised me 2 days. Where are those packages? Those knickknacks I ordered the last time I was peeved. Slice up the fruitcake. How many kitchen gadgets have multiplied? Where is DoorDash with my Popeye's chicken sandwich? Candles in the window, carols at the spinet, for we need a little music, need a little laughter, need a little singing ringing through the rafters. Of course, singing has been officially discouraged over the past 2 years. Stirs up too much air, I guess. But I think we can get the Marie Kondo vibe. Control your feelings by controlling the environment. Those candles in the window spark joy. Binge watching Netflix comedy specials for the laughter, even if nobody else is in the room to laugh with us. It's not that Aunt May or any of our feelings are wrong. We need a little Christmas right this very minute. The biblical texts note it as well. The people who walk in darkness, who dwelt in a land of deep darkness. Yep. A decree went out from Caesar Augustus. We've had more than enough decrees, if a tragic lack of Augustus's competence. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all of Jerusalem with him. I think I've developed a little bit of a twitch at the mention of something that might trouble whoever is currently sitting in the governor's seat. And if you look at the bills that the legislatures are proposing, you might understand why all Jerusalem was troubled when Herod was troubled. We need a little Christmas. Our troubles are not that far apart. It's our answers that are far off. I'm not familiar enough with Mame as a musical to know how that story plays out, but she's looking for the Christmas spirit in all the wrong places. We try and force it, sustain it, keep our spirits up by our work, when the Christmas spirit is a gift. Those who walk in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwell in a land of deep darkness, upon them a light has shone. They did not create the light. The light was given. In him was life, and the life was the light of man. That light shines in the darkness. To whom was the light given? Not to Caesar, not to Herod, not to the Romans or the powers that be, but the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee, named Nazareth, to a virgin. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the fields keeping watch over their flocks. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them. And the glory of the Lord shone round them. Some magi from the east. And you really need to understand the dig there. A dynamic translation would be the tarot card readers and the court astronomers came from the east. We've seen his star. And that's why we're here. The poor, the marginal, the idiots. The light came to them. It's to these that the child is born. To them, the Son is given. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. This is the true light that gives its light to everyone. His own didn't receive him. The world does not know him, even though it was made by him. But to these, to the poor in spirit, to those whose spirit has fallen and it can't get up, even with overnight delivery, to those that have been crushed, to those who need a Savior, God has given us one. And of the increase of His government and of His peace, there will be no end. But that returns to waiting and longing. The light does shine. The Christ child has brought us the only peace that really matters. Peace with God Almighty. He has made us children of God. Here is the spirit of Christmas. God has given us His only Son. God has given us His grace and His truth. Far as the curse is found, that one is the balm. He's come to reverse the thorns, to bind up the brokenhearted, and to wipe every tear away from the eyes. The powers that be still have some juice. Caesar still issues decrees. Death still takes its tribute. But not forever. Not even that long now. All idols then shall perish. And Satan's lying cease. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. We need a little Christmas. And the Father has given it to us. His gift. His light. His declaration of peace to us. To all that believe in His name. Amen.